When we say, Lord, I repent, are you forgiven?
Sure.
How many times do you have to ask to be forgiven for a given sin? One time. Somebody said, well, I ask every day, over and over, every day for the same sin. I said, you did never believe. You ain't believed yet. Because the day you believe, you won't ever ask him again. Because every time you come to him after you really believe and you say, Lord, I want to repent of this sin. And he says, what sin, my dear? What sin? Lord, this sin. He said, He said, I don't remember that sin. I put it as far as the east is from the west, way back yonder, 5 years ago when you asked me the first time. And I don't remember it no more. Is that what he says in the Word? So why do we keep asking him to forgive us for the same thing? Hey, it's kind of nuts, isn't it? You know, but we don't believe this book. For verse in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for how many of the promises? For all the promises of God in Jesus are yes. Now then, Matthew 18:19 for Andy, is the promise yes? Sure. So I prayed the prayer of faith for him, and then I said, now, Andy, call me tomorrow with your praise report. And I hung up the phone. And I went to Bible study that night and taught the Word of God for 2 hours. And next morning at 7 o'clock, my phone's ringing. It's Bill Gother. Thurman, praise God. He said, you prayed for Andy last night, and the minute you prayed for him, his pain went away. He said, Andy, turn loose that walker, and he walked all over the place here. He went out and played basketball last night. He said, that boy's back in the office this morning. He's a ball of fire. He said, there ain't nothing wrong with him. And I said, wow, praise God. Is God good or is he good? Here's this young man in Chicago, and I'm here, right here, on my telephone, and I prayed a prayer of faith. Now, isn't it amazing how God could hear me here and heal Andy up there? Is he a little bigger than we think? Oh, he's awesome. You know, I mean, this is kind of not normal, you know. So anyway, 2 or 3 weeks goes by, or 4 weeks, whatever it was, and Bill calls me again. Thurman, he said, Andy is doing absolutely fantastic, but he said, now, Robert, another one of the young men that works for me, he's down in his back, and Robert can't even walk with a walker. He's in the bed. He is in excruciating pain. I said, well, Bill, I said, put him on the speakerphone. Let's find his sin. He said, Thurman, you keep talking about sin. I said, well, that's why he's down, because of sin. I said, with no sin, no sickness. No sin, no sickness. He said, Thurman, I just can't go there with you. I said, okay, praise God. I said, put the boy on the phone. Two and a half hours later, I checked everything I could find. The boy also seemed like a great young man. And he was just really a nice young man, but I couldn't find his sin. Finally, I said, Lord, I got to know what this boy's sin is. I've tried everything I know. And immediately the thought came to my mind, just as clear, ask him if he's ever lusted for a woman. I said, Robert, I said, are you married? No, sir. You ever been married? No, sir. I said, you ever had sex with a girl? No, sir. I said, you're a virgin. He said, yes, sir. I said, how old are you? 26. I said, you ain't normal. Today in this world you live in, you're not normal. I said, you're a holy young man. But I said, let me ask you this question. Have you ever looked at a girl and you thought in your mind or your heart, you wondered what it would be like to go to bed with her? He said, yes, sir, I have done that. I said, you know that's a sin? He said, no, sir. I said, Jesus says, if we just lust in our heart, we're guilty of breaking the law. We're a transgressor of the law. We fell from grace, and you're guilty of adultery. Oh, my gosh. He said, I didn't realize that. Now, did everything I just tell him, was it in the Word of God? Yes. Yeah, it sure was. He said, Lord, I repent. I repent. I'm so sorry, Lord. Yes, I've done that a few times. He said, Lord, I have kept myself a virgin for you. I have never sinned, but I have thought about it with girls when I see a real pretty girl or something. He said, Lord, I'm sorry. I have done it. And, you know, some women don't make it easy on men. You know, some women dress, even that go to church, they dress with too much showing. You know, they come down with a V-neck that goes to their belly button, you know. When they lean over, you can see everything in their bra. You know, that's not dressing the right way for a woman of God. You know, and women ought to dress just like the scripture says, to draw attention to their face and not to their body. Because it causes men to sin. And all you men that are men know what I'm talking about. And too many women don't know this. Too many women wear a pair of short shorts. Here a while back, I was down at DFW Airport sitting in a seat waiting for my airplane, and a girl came by and she had a pillow, a little pillow about this big square, holding it right here. And her dress was this long. It wasn't shorts, it was a dress. And she sat down right across in front of me with the pillow in her lap that it didn't cover up much. I said, young lady, are you a Christian? She said, yes. I said, let me tell you something, honey. I am a pastor. I said, I'm going to tell you, you're wearing a dress that's drawing attention to your bottom. And I said, obviously you know it because you got a pillow to cover up your front side. I said, what you need to do is go home and put on some clothes, woman. You know, somebody's got to tell them. Well, praise God, when you get 70 years old, you can tell them. You know? I mean, I can control myself a whole lot better till I'm 70 than I could when I was 20. But, you know, I'm going to tell you what, though, and as every man in this place, I don't care how old, some of you men may be older than me in here, but I'm going to tell you, just because you get old and just because you get white hair or no hair or whatever else, there's still, those same thoughts is still in every man. I don't care how old you are. You can be 100. I have dealt with men that were 90 years old, and you know what their sin was? Lust. Their sin was lust. 90 years old, still lusting for women. It's amazing. The other day, I got a deal, a guy that was, I forget how old he was, honey, 100 and something years old, and he got his eyesight back. What was that? The guy had been blinded for the last 10 or 15 years. He was 101 or 102. Did you see that? From Hobbs, New Mexico. It was from Hobbs, New Mexico, where that guy was? Right. And you know what he was? You know what the first statement he said? He obviously was either a carnal Christian. He says, you know, now I can look at the pretty girls again. And I thought, he'll be blind again. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't understand why he went blind in the first place. But he was lusting after women. And now they did something to get his eyesight back. God's going to give him another chance. And what's the first thing he says? Now I can look at the pretty girls again. See, 100, 102, what it was. And I thought, this guy ain't learned nothing. But anyway, Robert repented of that sin. Lord, I'm so sorry. And I said, you know, I used Matthew 18, 19 with Andy the other day. I said, why don't you turn to Matthew 18, 19? And of course, see, all of them's on the speakerphone. Everybody's listening. Bill's there. Bill's sister's there and everything. And everybody's listening to what I'm saying for all this 2.5 hours or so. And then after Robert repented of all of his sins, and we prayed the prayer of faith again based around Matthew 18, 19. I said, now then, y'all call me in the morning with your praise report. And I hung up the phone. And God instantly healed Robert. And the next morning, Bill called me again at 7 o'clock with all them boys. He said, Thurman, what you teach works. I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. But he said, both these boys been completely healed. He said, Robert went out last night and played basketball with the other one. And he said, he ain't a thing wrong with him. Both of them jumping up and down, doing cats, skim flips and everything else. He said, you're going to speak in one of my conferences. I said, well, I told you if the king wanted me to speak, he'd make a way. And he did. And so then we went to Big Sandy, and I spoke, and the title of the CD is called God's Power. How many of you have heard the CD, God's Power? Only a few of you. Well, it's here today. We got several copies. If you haven't heard it, you need to get a copy of it, and you need to take a few copies to give to your friends. Because that CD, God's Power, I don't have it on DVD, because Bill Gothard and him, they didn't video nothing. They just received it on audio. So I only have it on audio on a CD. But that hour and a half video, God's Power, will introduce people to this ministry and the miracles that Bill asked me to talk about when I was down there. And it's a very powerful CD. And then there was another CD I spoke the next day called How to Get a Lost Person Saved. And some people like that better than any CD I've ever made. how to get a lost person saved. But God woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, the second morning, and told me that's what he wanted me to teach on, how to get a lost person saved. And that's what I did. Exactly. Well, I spoke at that one conference the first morning, Wednesday morning or Thursday morning at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, whatever it was, 9 o'clock I believe it was, for an hour and a half. And then the next morning I was supposed to speak an hour and a half on the other subject. The next morning when Bill came to me, he said, Thurman, you're going to have to be so careful how you present the information that I ask you to talk about today. He said, this morning at the men's breakfast, the pastors and the PhDs in the seminaries, they crucified you. Now, if you want to know why they crucified me, listen to God's power. You'll see how far out in left field I am. God's word and his promises and standing on them and the people that are on there, I guess every one of them still alive and well today. And so you can check me out. You know, it's just not something that just me talking. I mean, we can produce the people. They're still alive and well, all of them. Hebrews 10, 35, and 36. We might go there right quick, and I'll show you what Hebrews 10, 35, and 36 says. For those of you that have problems believing that God takes time sometimes. In fact, I was listening to a man from one of the seminaries in Dallas the other day. I happened to be listening to the radio. And he said, you know, there's people out there that says that God still heals things, but he does it over a period of time. He said, when you go to the scripture, Jesus always did everything instantly. And so he said, if you don't get healed instantly, Jesus doesn't do it. And I thought, you know, well, praise God. You know, this guy don't know what he's talking about. But, you know, but he's a professor of a big, he's a dean of a big seminary in a Dallas Metroplex. In Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Now then, some of you say, well, you know, like this lady said, you know, it took me a year and a half, you know, to get over my back problem. Well, Dave up there that's running the sound and everything, which had an incurable disease for 40 years, you know, he was down here a few minutes ago. He'll be down here at intermission and later on this afternoon where you can talk with him.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.